Well, good morning, everyone. It's Mike Ravellini here again. And today I want to further to the healing course that I have, that I've been teaching for many years and have seen amazing miracles at the hands of Jesus as he's touched his people and healed his people. And I'm now wanting to get the word out and get these testimonies out. So thank you once again for listening. You'll see in the podcast that I started, in the course, Everyday Living in Divine Health. I call it Living in Divine Health Every Day. Every day should be a divine health experience. We should be living as such so that when sickness comes upon us, we see it as an infiltration against the will of God for our lives. We are not the sick trying to get healthy. We are the healthy, well, being infiltrated by sickness and disease. Now, we looked at that in the very first teachings which we had was the origins of sickness. We saw that the enemy is recognized as the one who brings sickness and disease to the earth. We saw scriptures like spirit of infirmity in Luke 13:12. He puts bondage on the people in Luke 13:16. We saw sickness as an oppression in Acts 10:38. We saw in 2 Corinthians 10:4 that sickness is called a stronghold brought to the church by the enemy, which was introduced in the Garden of Eden, and the curse came upon the earth. And as a result of that, man lived at that place. However, there were protections for man, even in the Old Covenant. We find that out, and we're going to talk about some of these protections today, because I want to move from there to the origins of healing. We saw that immediately after Adam sinned and Eve sinned and curse came upon the earth, we saw God brought about his healing redemptive way. God's always bringing about redemption. If you're looking to find God in your situation, understand he is the redeemer. He's always looking to bring redemption to your situation, to your need, to your cause, to your difficulty, to your anxiety, because he's not the one that put it on you, but he'll show you a way out. The way out is clear and obvious, but is not always necessarily just going to do it for you. The battle is won. Yes, the victory is ours, but we got to get engaged in bringing about that victory. We have to be smart in using his word. We have to be wise in applying the word. We have to use the skills of the Bible to enable us to walk in that divine health every day. And that's the purpose of these courses that I'm doing. So today, tagging on to origins of healing, I want to talk to you for a while about the biblical methods that are used to bring about healing to God's people. Biblical methods used. Every one of these methods are biblical. They're found in the Word, and God has provided for us a way to be well and to live outside of the constraints of sickness and disease. The dynamic ministry of Jesus not only revealed God's loving, kind heart for a Savior, but also his mercy and desire to heal our bodies. So he became known as Christ the Healer. Yes, he is Jesus the Savior. That's what that word Jesus means. His name means Yeshua, Savior to all mankind. And the Christ part of him is the anointing part of him. That is the process of the healing. The healing fits into that anointing part of him by the Spirit. So he's Jesus the Christ. Christ is not his surname. Christ is the designation that the Bible gives to him in all categories of bringing about redemption for man. So God sent his Son to the earth as Savior, and God sent his Son to the earth as the healer. The will of God made perfectly disclosed in his Son Jesus. Ours now is to find that will, fully convey it, and live in that revelation. It's fully conveyed in the word, and we need to now walk in that revelation of healing. The cross was used, and the cross opened up a door to healing as part of God's atonement for all his people. So let's have a look at the methods. I'm only going to deal with a number of them today. Of course, there are many, and methods can differ, but generally the pattern remains consistent with the nature of the healer. If you're looking to find out about the healing power of God, Just look at the nature of Jesus. And you'll see really quickly that his nature is to bless. Wherever he went, he blessed. Wherever he went, he brought about healing, compassion. Wherever he went, he brought about soundness of mind. He healed them in the synagogues. He healed them in the streets. He cast the devils out of them and renewed them back to life again. He prayed for children and gave them back to their parents. He prayed for those that had lost their loved ones and they were healed and they were like Lazarus, brought back from the grave. And so if you want to look for the pattern of Jesus, you'll find them in the Bible. He went about healing all. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. It says he healed them all. He healed them all. Isn't that an amazing statement? Everyone that came to him, God healed. And then in Matthew 8, 16, it says he bore our sickness and carried away our diseases. Now that comes from Exodus. That's the Old Testament. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, he's known as the Lord that heals his people. In actual fact, he's known there as Jehovah Rapha. That word Rapha means our doctor. He's my physician. So I should go to Jesus first. If I have any symptoms of sickness coming upon me, if I feel a cold coming, if I feel pain in my body, if I feel that I've had a diagnosis that's contrary to the word, then I must go to Jesus, the healer. He is the physician. He's my doctor. We find that in Psalm 107, the Lord sent his word to heal us. He sent his word to heal us. So these are areas of divine healing that just they're going to cement a foundation in our lives that he is the healer. Psalm 103 verses 1 to 3, the Lord who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. So there's the total redemption, the atonement package. He does what? He bore our sicknesses, carried our diseases, Isaiah 53 verse 4 to 5, and he's the one that forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. The Lord healed all that came to him. The Lord went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil. Acts 10:38. So let's have a look at some more methods. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8 and chapter 2 verse 1, it introduces the ministry of the Holy Spirit when he came upon the church. So the Holy Spirit comes to demonstrate in power. So everybody say power. Healing is in the power ministries. It's part of the 1 Corinthians gifts, 1 Corinthians 12. The power gifts, I like to call them. The power gifts are things that God uses to show and demonstrate his supernatural power to mankind. If we could do everything in the natural, then we would not need God, and then we could all just go home and I could give up my ministry and I could just do another kind of job. But no, you see, we need to talk about him. We need to show the church that we need his power. We can't do this all by ourselves. If we were just left to the hands of physicians and we didn't need any power from God, then we would not need to worship God in strength, pray for the sick. We wouldn't have to pray for the sick. Why would we do that if there were no sick among us? But because they're sick among us, we pray for them. So there we find that the Holy Spirit is introduced as one of the methods of healing. 1 Corinthians 12:7, the Holy Spirit once again used here in gifts of healing. Spirit manifests the gifts of healing into the church, which is meant to be the healing agency for God on the earth. The church is the healing agency for God upon the earth. The healing ministry is the intended mandate for permanent healing every day of our lives. Every day of our lives, we can have this healing because the Holy Spirit is on the earth in his church through his people, manifesting in our everyday lives divine health and healing. 1 Corinthians 12:7. 1 Corinthians 12:28, it said God appointed in the church the office of the healing minister. Now this is an interesting dynamic and method of healing. There are certain people now outside of the 1 Corinthians 12:7 Holy Spirit gifts. Remember, the Holy Spirit gives to whosoever he will and gives to thirsty people. So if you want to be used in gifts of healing, then come thirsty to be able to pray for the sick, and come willing to learn and open to learn. You know, there's no place here for just smart alecks that think they know everything and then people never get healed. If you have a healing ministry and you understand how it works, then there should be testimony over a period of time that people get healed under your ministry. Are you with me? Because where Jesus went about doing good and healing people. So if you're called into the healing ministry, there must come a time when the 1 Corinthians 12:28 gift becomes an appointment. So you are now appointed in the church to set up the healing ministries. Read that scripture out. God has appointed these people in the church. These are people who have been trained by others and also by the Holy Spirit. Trained by others means you've sat under anointed people that operate in healing. I remember spending many years under Dr. Fred Roberts, learning from him as I traveled around South Africa. And he was an amazing healing minister. And many people came to our church. Benny Hinn came a number of times. Kenneth Copeland came a number of times. And I sat and received. And these people have the ability to activate in my life. So I'm submitting my life to their ability and their gifting and their office. This is an office in the church. So it's one of the ways in which God activates healing. These are people that are trained by the Holy Spirit and others in the healing ministry to flow in miraculous and supernatural healing gifts. I like to call these people as ones who facilitate. Learn a grace to facilitate and work with the Holy Spirit. There's times in a meeting when the Holy Spirit will talk to certain people that are gifted in the healing ministry. And they'll get up at that appointed time and the thing will just flow. Healing will just break out. People will get out of wheelchairs. Legs will grow. We've had people in our meetings in Sydney where people, one person, one lady, they had no hearing in her, I think it was her right ear for about 30 years. And all of a sudden in the middle of the meeting, she just broke out sort of like in like a very, very sort of nervous, I can hear, I can hear, I can hear. Well, I mean, that would do that to you if you haven't had healing for 30 years. And a while later, her husband who had a really serious accident falling down the side of a motor car when he was washing the car, broke a serious bone in his collar and had the surgeon say to him, you'll never really get full movement in that arm again. Well, you know, we've got to put our trust in God. And yes, he went and had the surgery, which was good for him. There is a place for that. There's a place where there are people trained to knit up our arms and our and bandage us up again and do surgery on us. But they don't make the definition over our lives. They don't diagnose our lives permanently. Only God has the right to diagnose. And God says, you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we believe that for this gentleman. And so that same weekend, I think it was maybe the Sunday of that weekend, all of a sudden he lifted up his hands to worship the Lord and got full extension of his right hand, where he could never get that before. So he lifted it up to praise the Lord, and he just also likewise was overcome by what had taken place. So these are healing ministries. They're not gifts of healing, they're ministries. And so we're looking to raise up 300 healing ministers here in Australia, starting on the Central Coast, where we are running meetings right now in Niagara Park. Go to the website, MikeRabellini Ministries.com. Have a look there. Come to our meetings and get yourself trained up. If you feel that you've seen certain aspects in your life and you want to be used in the healing ministry, come and learn from us, be trained by us, and because we are seeing significant healings taking place. I'm seeing significant healings, numbers per week, miracles per week taking place within the people that I'm praying for. There's a definite call upon the Lord right now to the church to raise up healing ministers. So come along and be part of that. Another area in which God heals is through the elders of the church. James 5:14. The elders have been given authority, according to James, to lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The prayer of faith as prayed by anointed leaders is used as an agency for God's healing power to the church. It's part of the covenant that God has with his church. He died for his church. He said, I'll build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. Where does sickness come from? It comes from hell. So it's not going to prevail against the church. Elders will lay hands upon the sick with anointing oil. Oil speaks of the agency. There's no healing in the oil, but we use the oil as a point of contact because we're told by the word to do that. And so that point of contact brings about divine health, and God heals his people. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. I love this one the most. All believers are commissioned to pray for the sick. Now, not all do, because they don't know this scripture, but all believers are commissioned to pray for the sick in the name of Jesus. In this style of healing, it becomes obvious that there are people who believe in the fact that God is the healer and that God can use them to further his kingdom on the earth. Now, over the many years that we've operated in the healing ministry, we've watched people coming in to this scripture, Mark 16, 15. They've come in tentatively. They've stood alongside us and they've watched. They've then asked if they can pray for people. And then they've seen God do miracles in the name of Jesus through them. Through them, to be used by them. That means you can take that into the marketplace. You can do that wherever you work. If it's not inconvenient for you, if it is, don't do it at your work and get yourself fired. But find places where you can pray for the sick in your family, in your children, in your relationships, around where you go to different places. You'll find people want to be healed. And today I was down at the beach and there was a gentleman there that I've known for some time. He's a real powerful global surfer, and he'd hurt his leg and he was walking with a crutch. And initially I was quite reserved to pray for him, and I went for a swim and I came out of the water. The Lord said, don't be nervous just because he's got a place in society where he's respected and where he stands as one of the top 10 surfers in the world. Go and pray for him. He needs prayer. Everybody's subjective to the healing power of God. So I went over to him and I said, you mind? Of course you can pray for me. And as I touched him and prayed, I felt the power of God. I really did. He had a cast on and he was in crutches. So I asked him to go and have his leg checked out, and I'm waiting for an amazing testimony. There are many testimonies around here where every day I'm looking for people that I can lay hands upon. And it's an experience. You know, you learn by laying hands. The more you lay hands on, the more are going to get healed. But to sit back and be reserved about it and not lay hands on anybody, you're not going to find any fruit coming out of that. And God right now is looking for people to lay hands upon the sick in the name of Jesus, Mark 16, 15. Then we have the communion table, and I love this one as well. 1 Corinthians 11, 22 to 32. The table of the Lord becomes a celebration of healing. Amen. Because that's where we find the atonement taking place. That's where we find what Jesus did in the upper room when he said, you must eat of my flesh and drink of my blood in order for you to remain healthy and healed and whole and to have covenant with me. And I find that since we've had the pandemic and people have not been to church and churches have been closed, too few have had communion. And you know, the communion is the place, really. It's like getting a booster every week. We have communion every week. I have communion every week, sometimes more. I feel like I'm getting an injection, a booster coming from the Holy Spirit, because there's power in the table of the Lord. That's where the atonement takes place. That's where we have the life with him. He said, you have to eat of my body and drink of my blood in order to be and have life in me. So be careful that you don't go too long without communion, because you're cutting off life in him. So I suggest that you try and get communion done as quick as possible. Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word to heal. We dealt with that. I want to close by saying that there are obviously many other avenues God uses. I have found often I can get healed by myself just through reconciliation, just through forgiveness. As I pray and ask the Lord to forgive me for something I've done, I find anxiety lifts, tension lifts. A lot of times people that don't get anxiety dealt with or tension dealt with become people that are affected with mental diseases, and they end up getting some heavy mental situations, they become depressed and oppressed, and depression can become a very big thing. And then when medication comes for depression, you weigh down a dangerous dark path, because you never know how that's going to affect your chemical imbalance and imbalance in your body, the chemical balance that we have. So I'd rather come to the healer, the physician, and deal with those anxieties in the early days. So that's really what I wanted to say this morning. In adding to living in divine health, there are many methods there in which we can, as believers, come to be healed and pray for our friends. Even the unsaved can enter into these ways of being healed. Amen. I'm really excited about what God's doing in 2022. Really encouraged to hear the testimonies. There's definitely a pulse on this. People that are coming to our meetings are getting excited. People are getting touched and healed. There are many, many more testimonies we could talk about, but for the sake of time, we don't have that time right now to talk about them all. So I encourage you, go to the website, find out where we're meeting here on the Central Coast, and come along and be part of us, especially if you need healing in your body. We believe in the miracle power and the healing power of Almighty God. Amen. I want to just pray for you today. If you're feeling pain in your body, discomfort, that's what sickness is. It's a disease, a dis-ease. If you're feeling diseased in your body, if you know that you've had a medical evaluation of an ailment or sickness that you have, remember, you only have it. You don't have to carry it. You can get rid of it. It came on you and it can go in Jesus' name. So lay your hands on that part of your body. And if you have too many, or you have a number of points of pain, then I just ask you, lay hands upon your head, put one hand up towards heaven, and pray this prayer inside your heart with me. Say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, that Jesus, you are my healer. You are my Rapha, the Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals me. You are my doctor. You are my physician. I thank you for going to the cross of Calvary for me. There you died, that all my sins could be cleared, repented, and all my diseases could be healed. And I thank you for the healing power right now, the anointing power that comes by the Holy Spirit as you engage within me, and your power flows through me, and your anointing releases healing into my body. I receive today, and I thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you for the supernatural gift of divine health in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. What an honor to pray for you. Hope to see you at one of our meetings. Come along and be part of what we're doing in this great move starting here in Australia in Jesus' name. Amen.